11,003, Michael Londo Stow, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, northeast of Colonial Avenue, via Lot 20 within Colonial East Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Good evening. State your name and residence for the record, please.
Mike Stow, 20 Colonial Lane, Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
Mike McGee, 38163, Martin's Way.
Okay. Do the two of you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Okay, we want to try and get a variance because of the 20-foot separation between mobile homes. We want to put an awning over our existing deck. And let's see here. The lots are quite narrow, and that will allow us to use a reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because there's a lot of awnings throughout the place. And actually, I think it looks nicer. The hardship wasn't created by me. That when we bought the unit 2 years ago, all the mobile homes were already in place. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I don't really know what else to say. If you have any questions, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll start out by asking, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Did you say that, did I hear you say that there are several awnings in the rest of the park?
Oh, yes, it's throughout the park and some. Awnings, plus there's a lot of screened-in porches and stuff like that. Now, this is just going to be over top the deck, so it's not going to impede on anywhere else on the ground. It's going to actually fasten right into the deck itself.
Mm-hmm. So there's no awning or screened porch now when you bought
it? No, we just want, so we have reasonable use. We can use it all the time, during rain, excessive sun, right. To just make it more usable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Reggers?
Why do you have to make it a permanent structure? Why couldn't you have an awning where you can just peg it up and down?
Could, but I didn't feel I wanted something like that, because some of those are very, with the wind, they don't stay out very well, and I wanted something that was permanent. It's just something I felt I wanted to go with. On the price of the other ones are a lot more than what these awnings are.
Mm-hmm. These one like one of those sunsetter type?
Yeah, I have pictures if you want to see anything, but yeah, I do have. Oh, no, this is what I'm doing. Snap lock. It's
okay.
Yeah, silver top, and I'd say 80% of all the awnings in there are the silver top model.
Mm-hmm.
Is that screened in too?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
You're not going to screen it in?
No.
So it's a retractable type awning that a...
No, it's going to be permanent.
It's going to be permanent.
Yes, it will be a permanent. That's
right. That's what I asked. What will right. be permanent?
Most of the sunsetters are those, either new sun trackers are now. Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to I want to ask you one more question. You said the deck has been there.
Yes, we put it up. We just put it up last year. We had a variance for it.
I'm sorry.
We had a variance for the deck last year.
That's what I was going to ask you the next question.
Yes.
I didn't see that here. There was a variance for the deck, which you mean.
Yes.
It's an open deck.
And they said this is my contractor, and he went for the permit, then we were told we needed to get a variance for the awning also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
It was approved on December 6th, 2010, for the deck.
For the deck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that here.
As far as, I mean, the park okayed us, as long as the variance is approved, they had no problem with it.
I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,003. I believe the applicant is making his own practical difficulty here. He's already got a variance for the deck. And I feel he's making his difficulty more difficult again. So I make a motion that we deny case number 11,003.
Kim, do I have a second to that motion? Okay. Last call for a second to the motion made by Mr. Rickards.
If I may.
Hearing none. Excuse me, sir. Hearing none. The motion will. Nelson will die. Lack of support. Okay. Now I.
Motion to take case number 11,003 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,003 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,003 has been taken under advisement. And, sir, that means that there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.